that says that the president's recent decision to remove troops from Syria is not impacting current relations with Israel. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying,
"The counter-ISIS campaign continues, our efforts to counter Iranian aggression continue, and our commitment to Middle East stability and the protection of Israel continues in the same way it did before that decision was made."
Pompeo speaking after his meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Mitt Romney is calling President Trump's character into question just days before the incoming U.S. Senator from Utah takes office. In a Washington Post op-ed, Romney writes that with the nation so divided, presidential leadership and character is indispensable.
If that was up there.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, and
this is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting
well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Yeah, almost 2 decades on air. Almost. I was actually close. Bob Brinker has been on the air longer than I have. I'm the second longest running financial program in the country. And hey, just getting warm. I want to kind of bring that up because not Bob Brinker, his program, the evolution of the show. I was thinking about it this past week and what we've become and how I've grown over the years in regards to this program and developed as a radio show host in the direction that we've gone. We most certainly have expanded our horizons. Started off with this show. We primarily just geared at ripoffs and scams. Trying to help people to avoid being ripped off and scammed. I covered a lot of what was going on back with the penny stocks and the Jordan Belforts, Wolf on Wall Street stuff going back even before I had a radio show. Then kind of led into the whole dot-com bust and how the big firms manipulate everything. And it's kind of where we are today. Where are we today? Everything. It's gotten to the point in time that you want me to do. People love my movie analogies and my sub-references here on the program. The movie The Matrix. Obviously it's life is one big computer simulation and we're all hooked into it. And eventually the lead character in the movie, Neo, figures it out. He can see it. He actually can see the code when he's in there and he can manipulate everything. Well, I'm not saying we live in a computer simulation, but most certainly everybody needs to open up their eyes and see things differently. And one of the things that we really try to do here is get individuals to do that, to take a look at a story, whether it be being reported on Fox News, MSNBC, CBS, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and read through it. And take a look at what they are trying to accomplish in that story. Because there's a hidden motivation there. Why do I bring this up? I had a lot of requests for interviews this past week in regards to the volatility and the markets. I was Monday afternoon, we had the first stock, I'm trying to remember now. First, the stock market was up a few hundred points. Then it was down a couple hundred. Then it was down 500. And then I think towards the end of the day, it ended up being down like 200 and something points. And my phone's ringing off the hook, and I don't want to be bothered, quite honestly. I'm at, man, my son, he's got his last football game of the year, and I was there enjoying the game. It was a great game. And I'd be like, how can you be at a, look at how the markets are reacting? How, you know, does this bother you? Don't you got to be back in the office watching this stuff? No. No, I don't have to be watching this stuff. Well, I have some sort of control over these violent swings in the market. And people who are really not familiar with who we are or how we do business or how Markowski Investments operates, our story, our success, they don't understand that for us, it's the process. It's the journey. It's the preparation. That's what we're into. That's what we're into. You know, the funny thing is, think about it, I'm the same way when it comes to my, well, my hobby, the thing I do on the side, that's coach kids. I am so into practices and preparing for practices and being efficient. The entire process of developing players and making them great players, I love all that. I love a week of practice better than I do the games when it comes, as far as a coach is concerned. Once we get to game time, the kids are prepped and ready to go. Let them go play. There's not much I can do during a game. They have to go out and do it. What I do is in the prep. It's the same thing when it comes to your financial plan. Now, the reality is that I'll call it the Matrix. The Wizards are smart out there. All of these people that have been telling you that they can outperform the market. They've got some algorithm. They've got some magic fund. They know what's going to happen next. They can spot a bull. They can spot a bear. They can't. It's not possible. Just as much as me sitting back in the office and missing my son's football game is not going to change the outcome at the end of the day. Nor is it going to matter next year. Or next month. Or even next week. That's what many people really fail to miss in this entire financial planning process. It was an interesting column I read. And this author, his name's Ben Hunt. I like him. He brings in a lot of sub-references and movies into his articles and pieces. And he goes to one of my favorites, the Godfather trilogy. And there's the line in Godfather 3. Yeah, that movie wasn't a huge success by any stretch, and many people didn't like it. But there's a line there by Michael Corleone, if you remember. Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in. This is right after Michael Corleone. He's almost assassinated, and he's frustrated because he's unable to do what he wants to do and pull his family into legitimate business. It's an interesting, you think about the movies. You got Michael Corleone, who is super smart, super strategic, and the difference between him and his father in the movies. Vito Corleone, who is also super smart and super strategic, but for some reason, his father was loved. His father was loved. At the end of the movie, there's the scene when Vito Corleone dies. He's around by his family. He's with his grandson. He's in his garden. He's having oranges. There's wine there. Michael Corleone, end of Godfather 3, they show his death. All by himself, in a courtyard, with a couple of dogs running around. Michael Corleone never got out. Never got out. Why? Because it was never enough. Never enough. There's a lot of people like that when it comes to the markets. They want to stay on that damn hamster wheel. They're ones that are checking and watching Kramer and watching this one, trying to constantly think that they can outsmart things and maximize. What do you do this all for? What do you save money for? What are you building for? What are you prepping for? You want to enjoy life. You want to enjoy life. My goal, what we try to do for our clients, do we try to obviously, do we try to maximize our clients' investment returns? Yeah. Are we trying to maximize their wealth? But it's not the number one thing we're trying to do. That type of thinking is what will ruin you. What you want to try to do is you want to try to eliminate regrets. Failing to protect, failing to sustain, all of those things. Personally, and the reality is this is how our clients are a lot like us. They listen to this program and like, I want that too. Because no one else is offering this. You want enough wealth to avoid that bad ending. Right? It's not about the most you could possibly achieve. Because if you're going for the most wealth you can possibly achieve, that pretty much increases the chances of having a bad ending. All of the advice that's being put out there, Ben Hunt talks about this, we talk about this all the time, are based on the assumption that you need to maximize. Maximization, maximization, maximization. And all of these things fail time and time again. Years ago, I wrote a column entitled Sandcastles, and I was writing about my son. Writing about my son, watching him, my eldest son, who's now 16. This was a little kid, a year, year and a half, 2 years old, lying at the beach in the sand, making sandcastles. Maybe he's a little bit older than that. And him not a care in the world. Enjoying the process of making the sandcastle. Castle's going to fall down. It's going to get washed away eventually. But the entire process is what matters. You need to understand. And what we try to do. What we try to do here is we try to get people to understand we're always going to live in uncertain times. Markets are going to trade here, there, and everywhere. The narrative that we try to put out here, the entire process of saving, not just a plan, understanding that the terrain is going to change. We've got profound uncertainty out there. It's a line that was used by the coach in Friday Night Lights. See, the television show is also a movie book. Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. Say it again. Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. It works with your finances as well. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. is our website. I invite each and every one of you to become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. Sign up for a free consultation with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff there at the site. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We also have a 24-hour-a-day help hotline. That's 800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
There's an oldie and goodie, little Till Tuesday. Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. The process. Maybe next week on the program I'll drag up that old article, Sandcastles, and go over it again. One of the themes we've been talking about here on the program is, again, it's from Nicholas Nassim Taleb and Black Swan into Anti-Fragile, and it's the concept of being anti-fragile. And he makes some really good points. I was actually, this past week, I watched a discussion that took place between him and another one of the, in my opinion, one of the smarter guys on the planet, Daniel Kahneman. It was held at the New York Public Library. And Kahneman was giving it to Taleb a little bit about the concept of anti-fragile. Now, if you're not familiar with this, let me try to explain this to you again. Anti-fragile is the opposite of fragile. people will say, well, the opposite of fragile would be resilient or robust. No, no. The opposite of fragile is anti-fragile. He actually looked it up. There's not a word in any language that he could find that actually describes it. What it means is that outside stressors actually make you stronger. Now, again, you can be robust, you can be resilient, you can deal with stressors, but you stay the same. This is something where you actually get better from. And I talk about this all the time, about the importance of overcoming obstacles and achieving goals, and that's a part of human nature. We need to have that. But again, it's not for everybody. It's not for everybody. And I like to try to consider myself, at least at this point in time in my life, as an anti-fragile person. But not everybody is the same way. So people come to certain points in time and they say, you know what, that's enough. That's enough. You know what, I just want to be robust now. I don't want to deal with any market volatility anymore. Everyone's different. One of the things we try to talk about people, especially during these volatile times, a lot of our new clients and people that are new to the program, the concept, we've got a five-year concept that we like to put into play with people where we say, listen, if you're going to need any money for anything, whether it be your retirement, whether it be a house, doesn't make any difference what that may be. 5 years, look at things, 5 years of a buffer in cash and cash equivalents. That's what we believe in. Or to have it annuitized so you have that coming in and income where it's risk-free. That gives you a buffer. 5 years is a long time. I was thinking about it. So 5 years, okay, with 2013, I was trying to think who won the World Series in 2013. Probably was the Red Sox, for crying out loud. They've been winning so darn much. But it gives you a buffer. And that's some things that people need to understand. People also take a look at things. And they say, gee whiz, you know what? I don't want to watch the markets. I don't want to think about it anymore. And I get it. Okay? You're not being a wimp when you say, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I want to just go into fixed assets. I want to go into a fixed annuity. That's okay. Everyone is different. Everyone is unique. Your financial situation, what you have, is a, for lack of a better phrase, is a hedge fund of you. And one of the things that I never understood about hedge funds, get these wizards of smart out there. And I get it. I get it. They can go in and they can buy in at big blocks of stock at certain companies, and they can get in at private deals, whatever it may be. All I know is that they're blowing up all over the place, and their performance is horrific. Your portfolio is a hedge fund of you. Based upon your wants, needs, desires, goals. And you got to also go into that understanding that, you know what? It might change. We had a client not too long ago, probably one of the most anti-fragile guys, risk-taker guys going. And he said, you know what, Chris? I don't want to do this anymore. Let's make it super safe. You got it. All of this can be done. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Despite a meeting at the White House yesterday, there was no progress made on ending the partial federal government shutdown that's now in day 13. After that meeting, the top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer said,
"It is not helping the president. It is not helping the Republicans to be the owners of this shutdown."
President Trump and Republicans insisting on $5 billion in any funding bill that would end the shutdown so that the border wall could be built. Democrats refusing to give that money up. Although today they're going to try to end the shutdown when they regain control of the U.S. House in a matter of hours. Democratic leaders have a couple of votes scheduled on a package of bills that could possibly end the shutdown. Democrats assuming control of the House for the first time in several years, and Nancy Pelosi is expected to be elected as Speaker of the House. And this is USA Radio News.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rapp Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. What's happening, what we're witnessing right now, because of all of the volatility, is something that I witnessed and I watched happen back after the dot-com bust and also in and around the financial crisis and what was taking place leading up to and right after. I spent a lot of time here on the program. Like I said, we cover a lot of ripoffs and scams. We actually did an operation with the television show Inside Edition, where we did a sting operation of some insurance salesman, annuity sales guy, trying to rip off a senior citizen, charging or putting or rolling into some high commission annuity product that, quite frankly, not that she might not have needed or could have used an annuity, but the one that he was selling her was the highest commission product one available and one that wasn't suitable for her. A lot of these things are being sold, and it's back. The free steak dinner scaminar system. I used to get the invites. I don't know where I live now here, North Shore, Long Island, but they're back. So I'm told. And my old neighborhood down in Southwest Florida and many other neighborhoods around Florida. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, on a regular basis, I'd be getting invited to swanky French restaurants, the Ritz-Carlton, golf clubs by people I didn't know. Sometimes 2 to 3 invitations a week. All of these insurance gurus wanting to wine and dine me. Basically, it was about my portfolio. And they didn't check when they sent me the invite. Had no idea what I actually did for a living. But basically, it was all about this. Send out X number of invites, get Y number of responses, buy Y number of steak dinners at cost of W. Close Z number of attendees with a commission value of chick-ching. That's how they operate. That's how they do it. A lot of the things that they'll use to sell at these free dinner fiascos: champagne wishes, caviar dreams, great wealth, unbelievable returns if you buy their product. Many of the promoters of these things claim to be experts, certified senior advisors, certified retirement specialist. Let me tell you something. You can become a certified senior advisor or certified retirement specialist, I don't know, by opening up a Cracker Jack box. It's not a real designation. It's a joke. A lot of different things that they do. The reality is that they're back. We have been helping people out with this for a while. And this is what I want to say in regards to annuities and annuity products. They can be very, very useful in the right circumstance. In the right circumstance, if sold properly. Many of these things are garbage, okay? Garbage! Garbage. Commissions are way too high on these products. Actually, patently absurd in many cases. And oftentimes, it's a mess. It really is. There are some great fixed annuity products that are out there that also can be used as an alternative to bond portfolios. But you have to know what you're doing. Now, why do you not want to purchase this from an insurance salespeople? One of the things that insurance people can sell. Insurance salesmen, they can't sell securities. You get it? But they can sell equity indexed annuities because it's not technically There's not tactically stocks in the portfolio. That's why they go ahead and they try to sell those high commission products. First and foremost, you want to be working with somebody that is a fiduciary. A certified financial planner that also has their insurance license. Therefore, they have to bring you a product that is most suitable for you at the lowest possible price. Not the highest, the lowest. Oh, yeah, I know. I'll get all the hate messages from the insurance salespeople out there. I tell you what, guys. Do this. Go out and get yourself licensed properly. Take the proper steps. And then start selling. Start acting in the best interests of your clients. And then talk to me, okay? Get the help you need. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. One word, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Again, all sorts of great stuff there at our website, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, college planning kits, you name it. Watchdogonwallstreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
At Budget Blinds, caring is in our DNA. It's the way we do business every day. It starts with exceptional customer service, a process that is centered around you. We listen to you, take the time to find out about your needs, then guide you through a beautiful selection of custom window coverings to find the very best options for you. Our commitment to caring continues throughout our local neighborhoods. We care for our homes and our communities. Budget Blinds supports so many different causes all across North America. We're your local neighborhood experts. We live and work right next to you, and we do it all for you. If that's the kind of personal service you've been waiting for, call and see for yourself. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or find us online at budgetblinds.com. While you're there, find out more about the Budget Blinds commitment to giving back at #BudgetBlindsCares. Each franchise independently owned and operated. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
If you're considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there's only one thing you need: a free Lumber Liquidators catalog. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. Call 800-258-5079 for your free catalog. It's filled with great tips, ideas, and deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors. We buy direct from the mill, so you get the best quality at incredibly low prices. The Hardwood Floor Hotline is open 24/7 at 800-258-5079. 85079 to request your free catalog and see for yourself how we can help you get that gorgeous new floor you've been dreaming of. Hardwood floors add beauty and value to your home. So call 800-258-5079 today and we'll rush you your free catalog. Get the hardwood floor you've always wanted for prices you never thought possible. But you must call now. Call 800-258-5079. That's 800-258-5079. Again, 800-258-5079.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
And Debbie Gibson. Hey, welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. It is Debbie Gibson. Okay. Debbie, you know that that's the school, the high school that Debbie Gibson went to is the one my kids go to. But Mariah Carey also went there as well. Anyway, welcome back. Welcome back. I've got to get into a topic now. Again, this is one of the, as far as radio is concerned, one of the more difficult things I have to do is talk about. Well, we just talked about annuities, which can be an insurance product, but insurance as a whole. Very, very difficult thing to do and difficult thing to understand, and it's oftentimes, more often than not, misunderstood and not sold properly. Chris Rock, in a stand-up routine years ago, said insurance is something you buy in case bad bleep happens. Got it? Something you buy in case bad crap happens. Who wants to think about bad things happening to themselves or their loved ones? Nobody. Nobody. I try to have, in regards to our family, difficult conversations with my wife, and she doesn't want to hear it. She doesn't. We would be completely naive and irresponsible to pretend that bad stuff cannot happen. I want to talk a little bit about an area that's kind of near and dear to me. I've had much too many family members end up in elder care facilities and witnessing what that whole thing entails, plus the costs that are involved. I am doing, personally, I'm doing everything, trying everything I can to avoid it. Just personally, personal level. I actually try to convince myself that if I work out really, really hard and I keep reading as many books as I can, utilizing my brain to the best of my ability, that I will be okay down the road. While exercising both the mind and body, we know that this has shown to be effective in curbing various different ailments associated with old age. You know what? It's not a guarantee. It's not. Listen, you're helping yourself out. There's no doubt about it. You should do it. I talk about it all the time, the importance, how part of your financial plan should be staying in shape, because it can save you a fortune. But it's not a guarantee. The Employment Benefit Research Institute released a report on healthcare expenses in retirement. That's basically backing up what we've been warning people about for some time. According to the report, a couple 65 years old with median prescription drug expenses, would need $296,000 in savings to have a 50% chance of having enough on hand to cover their health care expenses in retirement. $296,000, 50% chance. You want to know, if you want a 90% odds of covering those costs? $400,000. More on this when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We shall return.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic. You're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home, sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. Watchdog on Wall Street show. And yes, we're talking about that ever-exciting topic, insurance. And in this case, we're going to get into long-term care. Okay, it's a reality. 65 years old, median prescription drug expenses, $296,000 in savings to have a 50% chance of having enough on hand to cover their health care expenses in retirement. You want a 90% chance? $400,000. You want to factor in long-term care? That's a hell of a lot more. So right now, they're saying that, I know everybody's saying, it's not going to be me. Not going to be me. Studies are showing that 7 out of 10 people are going to need some form of long-term care at some point in time after the age of 65. One of the things we've noticed in what we do is why I'm talking about this. People are not paying attention. They're ignoring this. They're not taking it into account. Many of the new accounts that pour in week in, week out here on the program, the portfolios that come in, this is completely ignored. And trust me, I get it. Nobody wants to think about this. You want to see your assets evaporate quickly? Have somebody have to go into a facility. The national median cost per month in 2018 for an assisted living facility, $4,000 a month. The cost of nursing home care for a semi-private room, $7,400. Private room, $8,300. You want to take inflation into account over the next 5 years? It's going to cost over $485,000 for you or a family member to stay in a semi-private nursing home room for a five-year period starting in 2019. For you and a spouse, the cost can be over $1 million. Listen, I get it. Some of the problems that we've seen with annuities and how they're being sold is the same thing that we're also seeing with long-term care. Yeah. You're being sold overpriced policies with multiple add-ons that more often than not are not necessary. Again, you don't want to hire Ned Ryerson. Everybody knows Ned Ryerson from Groundhog Day? Bill Connors? The insurance salesperson, their modus operandi is what? The modus operandi of an insurance salesman is to sell you as much insurance as they possibly can. That's how they make their money. You get it? Rule number 17 on Markowski Investments Rules for Financial Independence. You own the right amount of insurance and not a bit more. Another thing that I've been hearing. Medicaid's going to take care of it. Medicaid is going to pay for nursing home care for low-income individuals that have spent all of their assets. And I don't know if you've looked, but many of these Medicaid facilities, the ones that take Medicaid, let's just say they have that certain Soviet Union-esque quality associated with them. That's right. If you have or have saved up considerable retirement assets and you want to pass those on to your family, you're not going to want to spend down all of those assets, everything that you've worked for, in order to get poor so then you can let the government decide how, when, and if, what facility you're going to get in that's named after Joseph Stalin, for crying out loud. It's not a very smart idea. Another thing, too, and it's just something most people don't know. They don't understand. It is a misconception that if you are buying yourself long-term care insurance, you are, in essence, sentencing yourself to a nursing home. No. That's only one aspect of what long-term care can provide for you. The ideal in many cases, it could be, you know, it could be the best means to avoid staying in a nursing home. And you can have care in your house. Actually, we believe that people should start looking at long-term care as a means of avoiding a nursing or assisted living facility, if that happens to be a priority for you. These are some things you need to think about. Again, you've got certain long-term care policies right now that can provide effectively 10 times the amount of care that you pay in premium, at the same time returning all of your premium back to your family if you don't end up needing it. You get it? So there's some kind of interesting little caveats in regards to some of these policies out there. Listen, if you're a baby boomer, you're planning to retire soon,